This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Together we will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual.
So Trump officially announced last night, Byron York of the Washington Examiner making the point, there was no talk of the 2020 election. He had pressured many GOP candidates in their recent campaigns, and almost all of them lost, to run on the fact that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and he didn't mention it in his announcement. So I don't know if he was planning to and decided that's not a good angle, or he thought, you go ahead and do that, I'm not. Or I don't have any idea. But he didn't mention it last night, which I think is a good idea for him.
Right, that is interesting. I was struck by the low intensity of the thing. Of his speech. You just heard it there. He's clearly reading off of a teleprompter, and which is fine. It just didn't have much spirit to
it. Well, there's some reporting that his people thought that was a good idea to sound presidential, to sound, nobody ever, I don't suppose, is shooting for boring, but just, you know, not exciting in the way that's going to turn people off. Like, oh my God, the roller coaster again, or something like that. I think they were going for more statesmanlike.
Well, if that's right, I think that's a good idea. I think that's probably the right strategy. But again, this thing will play out over the next several hundred days.
Well, yeah. But he was on TV giving a speech. He has been every couple of days for the past 7 years. So I just.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, not that exciting. Let's see how it goes. We have some more clips and some analysis and that sort of thing, if you're up for that.
719 days to the presidential election.
That's plenty.
That's a lot. It's a lot of days.
If it were 100, that would be more than enough time to vet every candidate, every issue, hold a handful of debates, some rallies, maybe a parade.
It's 100 times 7 plus 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. So on a much less cheery note, wanted to update you on the terrible quadruple murder of 4 University of Idaho students in Moscow, Idaho. It was curious indeed. Yesterday we were talking about this, and with the information that was available, 4 young people dead, all in one house, all friends. The police not describing in any way the manner of death. The mayor initially calling it a crime of passion, then saying, well, that's just one of many scenarios. The authorities stated that none of the deceased young people committed the crime, and they said that nobody in the community was in danger. We don't think there's an ongoing threat. It was a very targeted thing, they said. And so I, Joe Getty, amateur investigator, thought The only thing that squares with all of those facts is a drug overdose slash poisoning. They were partying, and there was some fentanyl in the drug, which is killing so many young people these days.
Which made a lot of sense to me, especially given that one little piece that nobody else is a threat. I mean, what else could it be?
Right, right. There's no ongoing threat to the community. Well, they are still saying that, but now we know the killings were done with a knife or a similar blade. Authorities said the scene was the worst they've ever seen. Quote, there was blood everywhere. We have investigators who've been on the job for 20, even 30 years, and they say they have never seen anything like this.
Wow, how'd it take so long for that to come out?
Well, and some of the parents, God bless them, of the victims have said, yeah, that the police told us that they were stabbed. So help me understand, unless that none of the kids who are deceased now did it, murder-suicide style, obviously, if that's still what the authorities are saying, explain to me how you can have four young people butchered in a horrific fashion. But there's no threat to the community. Everybody, you're fine. You're going to be fine. The community's not buying it, by the way. Kids have fled by the thousands to go back home from their campus. The house was just off campus.
Out of fear that there's a knife-wielding murderous lunatic on the loose?
Yeah, there's a butcher of young people on the loose.
Yeah, and if something doesn't add up, and usually when something doesn't add up, there's a piece of the story that we're not being told yet.
Yeah, there's something fundamental that they're not releasing. And, you know, I don't mean to be critical of the cops involved in something this horrific and delicate and dangerous.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Maybe. And they've got to be careful about what they release because they don't want to impugn or foul the investigation. But there's got to be a suicide somewhere that said, I did this, or...
Oh, right.
Or okay. One of the kids involved did do it, although that seems really, really unlikely given the nature of the crime scene.
So on Tuesday,
the Moscow Police Department described the deaths as targeted murders. They were specifically targeted.
Okay, so they have information that there was a very concrete reason that those particular people were killed. That's why they don't think anybody else is a danger. But man, right. Sort of person that would... not just kill people, but chop them up. Seems like they're a danger to anyone, aren't they?
I don't know if you can assume that. People who bleed out, it's a tremendous amount of blood. Sorry, this is so disgusting, everybody, and I apologize.
Okay, even if it's just stab four people to death. I would think anybody capable of doing that to someone for a particular reason
right.
might come up with a particular reason for you.
Right. Yeah, well said. And, you know, finally, and this, I'm not saying I think this is true, and I have nothing but sympathy for the victims and their families. Targeted killing, nobody else is in danger. It could be one of those things I mentioned, or you remember when those four guys went off on a bike ride in Oklahoma and ended up dead. They were involved in a criminal enterprise of some sort.
Right.
Now, these are four 20, 21-year-olds going to college, sorority, fraternity members. They're freaking kids. So I'm not saying I think that is possible, but that fits the facts that we know, which are not nearly enough.
That does fit the facts. If the cops thought, you know, they got on the wrong side of a cartel or something like that.
Yeah.
That would fit all those facts. Interesting. Yeah.
Michael, given the grimness of this topic matter, why don't we take a break and we'll come back and bring you a delightful segment of Radio Entormation next, including an important commercial message.
Yeah, and some more news of the day. And how long did Trump speak last night? Do you know the length on it?
I think it was like 45 minutes.
It seemed like it was a good chunk of speech right there.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I thought, I've heard this guy speak so many times.
Right.
Good night.
Right. He would be the same age Biden was when Biden took over. He would tie Biden for the oldest president ever, which I feel like is being left out of this conversation, partially because he doesn't have the whole I'm losing my mind dementia thing that Biden has.
Well, it is what it is because he is who he is. That's why it is what it is.
But it's still a very old man. Much more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you more of what you love, like premium travel benefits and access to Taylor Swift tickets. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5 times miles on flights and 10 times miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. Plus, get access to Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Maybe I'll see you there. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Tonight, you know, he's out. Is he running or not? I don't know. He's got a book out, but he is the most measured person ever. God, he gets asked a question and he has that clenched jaw, stares off for a while, thinks about it for a second. How's this going to play? And then delivers a very carefully worded answer for everything. I mean, he's very, very careful. He's like, he might be the polar opposite of Trump in terms of answering a question.
He is careful. He's also very, very earnest and very measured.
Yeah, I would say.
I think he'd make a great Secretary of Commerce or something like that, or the Treasury or right. Interior or something. And I'll bet he would do a hell of a good job. But, you know, and it's maybe it's a shame, but he doesn't have the charisma to be president. Not even close.
So we're going to talk a little Trump next segment, because he did announce last night he's running. I still think he's going to be really hard to beat. I don't understand just from a numbers standpoint and the way the primaries work, how he's not going to win. But we can discuss that. So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Most people didn't think it would actually happen. It has happened. The Washington, D.C. City Council unanimously approved the major overhaul of the city's criminal code yesterday, despite objections from the mayor. So, not sure where the mayor is going to sign it or not. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who's fairly famous for some of her views on crime and punishment, even she was objecting to this, but it unanimously passed.
Wow, too far left for Muriel Bowser.
Right. So, will she sign it or not? If she signs the bill, it will eliminate almost all mandatory minimum sentences, allow for jury trials in almost all misdemeanor cases.
Oh, the system, this is the Cloward-Piven strategy. You've got to break the system. You've got to drown it.
Right, because it's unworkable. You can't have a jury trial for every misdemeanor case.
No, that's ridiculous.
Well, for obvious reasons. It's just, talk about gumming up the works. And making people more cynical about serving on a jury. We've always been, don't try to come up with an excuse to get out of jury duty. Do your duty. You don't want to be judged by the only idiots or unemployed people that are willing to show up for a jury if you ever end up on trial. But if I think there's a chance I'm going to go and miss a week of work and be bored to death over a traffic citation, I might get out of jury duty myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will also reduce the maximum penalties for offenses such as burglaries, carjackings, and robberies.
Wow. Carjacking is gone crazy in D.C. It's become so dangerous. And they're going to reduce... they're going to do what now to those crimes?
They are reducing the maximum penalties. So they eliminated minimum sentences, mandatory minimum sentences, and then reduced the maximum sentences for the bigger offenses. Just attacking from all ends the ability to deal with crime at all.
Wow, I'm going to tell my daughter who lives in the D.C. area, I'm going to make sure she knows this and tell her, look, it's going to get more dangerous than it already is to go into D.C.
So what is the takeaway from this, that people elected a really out-there Marxist city council? I mean, they unanimously approved this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's worth noting the criminal justice system in D.C. and everywhere is so completely bogged down because so many people commit crimes, serious crimes, felonies, that it takes forever to get to trial. The courts are way behind. They're clogged. That's why there's so many plea deals. And the idea that you're going to add a layer, what's it going to be, 30 times as many trials? Or even if it's just twice as many, if you include all misdemeanors, I mean, it's just the system will break, which I think is their purpose.
Among the things it would do, it would reduce the current penalties for carrying a pistol without a license or being a felon in possession of a gun.
This is the same side of the aisle that's constantly trying to pass more gun laws.
Right. And you're going to allow people to carry unregistered guns who are felons.
Right. And any penalty that existed before, we got to cut that. We got to make it a slap on the wrist at the most. Somebody explain that to me, please.
And if you get the slap on the wrist, we're going to have a jury trial that will bog down and never happen. That's stunning. I mean, just absolutely freaking stunning.
You know, if they were going to be honest with you, they would say, we're just going to arrest white people with guns because we're trying to address the inequities in the racist justice system.
Yeah, you are right. I mean, it's wild given all the conversations around guns every time there's a shooting where they don't want guns, you know, law-abiding citizens to have a registered gun. You're going to let people carry unregistered guns even if you're a felon. Wow. I don't even know what to do with that.
What's shocking is that either they're just such ideologues that they've not comprehended what's happened in San Francisco, L.A., Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, St. Louis, or they haven't heard because they just read liberal media. I don't know. It's extraordinary. The laboratory of democracy blew up in all those other places. Never mind the experiment, whether it succeeded or failed. It burnt the place down. It was such a terrible experiment. But D.C.'s going to give it a ride. It's just stunning to me.
Unanimously. Is that just a people not paying attention to who they vote for city council, or was that on purpose? Maybe it was on purpose. I don't know.
Well, and they're super good at pandering. They know what the people of the inner city want to hear, so they give it to them.
So Trump's officially back in. He announced last night. We'll play a little bit of that. We'll talk a little bit about that and get some of the reactions. Coming up next, if you miss an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenix, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo! Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid. Those are dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stand by. The Armstrong Getty Show is back in 1 minute. 1 minute.
Prediabetes is serious and more common than most people realize. One in three American adults has prediabetes, and more than 80% don't know they have it. Prediabetes is a serious medical condition that puts you at high risk for type 2 diabetes. But now, North Carolina residents with prediabetes can enroll in a free or low-cost National Diabetes Prevention Program. Get started now at joinaprogram.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Well, that's the headline, obviously. That was the point of Trump's speech last night. It was the kickoff of his campaign to run for president for 2024, and he did it at his golf club there in Mar-a-Lago, Florida.
And as we said the other day, the most interesting aspect of it is not the announcement, because everybody knew that was coming, but I'm kind of curious to see how conservative America, MAGA America, Trump fans of the past reacted to it. And we have some indication of that early, obviously. But let's play some more clips. Now, that was like a crazy short version of that. Do we get to hear the whole thing or what? We got to be on Santa's nice list, or what happens here? How does this work? Give us 50, Michael, the whole thing.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Oh, and the rest is just yelling? Oh, okay.
Screaming and yelling.
Make America great and glorious again, Magaga. Magaga. Magaga.
Got to get a Magaga hat. I've got my Make America Great Again hat right here that I got at a Trump rally in 2016.
Can you just get a little patch to put on it to add the extra guy?
So I don't have to buy another hat?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear a little more from Trump, and then I've got some of the reactions from some of the major players in the Republican side of politics.
Together we will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual.
You know, I've got my Make America Great Again hat that I got at a Trump rally, but it's maroon. This was early after Trump had announced, and it was before it had coalesced around the idea of the red MAGA hat, like that there was a color that represented it. At the time, you might not remember, it was a slogan on all kinds of different hats. And so I'm disappointed that I don't have a red MAGA hat, because that will be a collectible someday. Because this is one of the most extraordinary things that has happened in our nation's history, this political movement, no doubt about it. Historians and people who craft campaigns will watch it for centuries, probably.
Yeah, but that's kind of a cool OG MAGA hat.
You think?
I mean, that's ground floor, man. That's like, you know, a Hannes Wagner rookie card, that hat.
It practically is, yeah. No kidding.
Well, and I know why you want a red MAGA hat, so you can go down into the black neighborhoods in Chicago in the wee hours of the bitter winter mornings and beat down gay actors when you find them.
Throw bleach on Jussie Smollett.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, Trump made a couple of interesting points in his speech. Give us 52, Michael, then we'll go to some of the reaction.
There's a job for tens of millions of proud people working together from all across the land and from all walks of life, young and old, black and white, Hispanic and Asian, many of whom we have brought together for the very, very first time. If you look at the numbers, if you look at what's happened with Hispanic, with African American, with Asian, and just look at what's happening, this is a party that has become much bigger, much stronger, much more powerful, can do much more good for our country.
More of Trump's famous bigotry there, folks. That was some shocking stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was good. That was a good point you made.
Yeah, I'm tired of that whole bigot storyline. It's just so dumb. They just don't understand Trump. But anyway, you got some, what are your favorite reactions? You got a couple in mind? Or?
I just came across this, so I'm going to hit this first. Facebook will no longer fact check former President Donald Trump now that he's officially running again for the White House, according to a company memo. Why is that? It says political speech is ineligible for fact-checking on the site, which has long been accused of censorship, it says here in the New York Post. That's interesting. So now that he's an official candidate, they feel like, well, a presidential candidate gets to say what they want. Am I right about this? Are they thinking a presidential candidate should be able to say what they want and the people decide what's true and what's not? Because I think that's actually probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah, the voters are the jury.
Not that I'm against journalism or, an article saying, you know what so-and-so just said is not true, and here's why. I don't have any problem with that, but the non-stop fact-checking, as we all know, jumped the shark a long time ago and has become a counter-opinion piece anytime anybody says anything.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to the extent that I'm willing to even discuss the world of fact-checking, that appears to be what they're trying to do.
So I got quotes or actions by a couple of politicians, and then quotes and actions by a couple of the biggest money men behind Trump the last two campaigns for you next.
And I've scanned some of the major conservative media that was behind Trump to see how they reacted to the announcement. So hang around after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. It's a sobering statistic, and I hate being sober, especially over the holidays, but property crimes like burglaries and package theft spike nationally during the holiday season.
You steal some package from grandma to the kids, you should have your hands chopped off. I'm going Sharia law on you.
I'm in favor of that as well. But in case you know, aren't willing to go that far, order Simply Safe Home Security. It's 50% off right now? Good gracious. They've lost their minds. And your family can feel safe and secure this holiday season. It's a great system.
Yeah, 24/7 professional monitoring agents that use Fast Protect TM technology. That's exclusive. With Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real so you can get priority police response in an emergency. It's just the best. It's about $1 a day. No long contract.
Yep. Whole home security, advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, and the professional monitoring service 24/7 costs under $1 a day. It's less than half the price of the traditional guys. Get 50% off any new system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong today. Biggest discount of the year, simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
So I don't know how you feel about Chris Christie, but the reaction he got from other Republican governors yesterday, they had their annual meeting. And as a former Republican governor, Chris Christie was addressing the Republican governors of the country, which I believe is 35, something like that. It's the majority of governors in the country. Chris Christie received huge and sustained applause at the meeting when he blamed former President Trump for the GOP failures in the last three elections. So that's according to Axios. A less influential politician, Matt Gaetz, Kendall of Florida, one of the very few GOP lawmakers who had planned to go to Mar-a-Lago for Trump's announcement, said the weather was not looking good for his flight down to D.C., but he will be there in spirit, and didn't attend. And others pointed out that zero members of the Congress attended Trump's presidential announcement, which is, it really is quite something. Do you think? I mean,
yeah, it is. The House of Representatives of Congress people are much closer to the people than, say, a governor or a pundit, a D.C. or Manhattan pundit. And as I've said all along, the super powerful can say anything they want about Trump and how it's over and he cost the election, he cost the midterms, he cost the Georgia runoffs, whatever. If Trump still has the juice of the people,
sure,
none of that matters. And if he doesn't have the juice of the people, none of that matters.
Right, and Trump famously got more, what do they call it, unearned media or whatever, free media, because it helps ratings and he's an exciting story than maybe any politician in the history of politics. So how much money does he need to run a campaign? I don't know. But Stephen Schwarzman, who was absolutely one of the top donors during the whole Trump thing, has decided he's going in a different direction. Chairman, CEO, and co-founder of a private equity giant, Blackstone, said in a statement yesterday that he's turning away from President Trump for the 2024 presidential race. America does better when its leaders are rooted in today and tomorrow, not today and yesterday, he said. This is a major defection by a GOP mega donor who was close to Trump, very engaged with him on trade issues, and had real pull in the Trump White House. It's the second GOP mega donor to come out against Trump in 2 weeks. Ken Griffin, the billionaire founder of Citadel Hedge Fund, who had also praised Trump policies, endorsed DeSantis last week. So two of his biggest donor backers have backed off. And National Review has a cover today, just says no, N-O, period. They had backed Trump both times, 16 and 20. For election, and I remember reading the editorial pieces by most of the writers. I think it was 4 out of 5 or something that that endorsed Donald Trump, and they are a big no. So there you go.
Interesting. Fox News headline, minutes before Trump announcement, DeSantis received standing ovation at Republican confab. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida received a hero's welcome as he addressed an audience of leading Republicans minutes before the president, former president, announced he was launching his 2024 bid. Let's see. One source
so is that scheduled on purpose to be a counter rally, or was it just coincidence? Do you know?
I would ask whether Trump scheduled his thing as a counter to that.
Gotcha.
I mean, because it was a huge gathering of governors and powerful
sense.
And, yeah. Let's see. Well, I could tell you what he said, but the response was roaring approval, standing ovations, that sort of thing, for what it's worth. Taking a look at Daily Caller. I wondered how they reacted. Their coverage, their headline is simply, Trump announces 2024 presidential run, and they lay out the facts in very neutral journalistic fashion. They quote the speech. Then scrolling down a bit, then they get into, after Republicans did not secure a red wave in the midterms, Republicans splintered on whether Trump should announce his candidacy while the results are still being tabulated. A couple of juicy quotes, including Kayleigh Mack in Maine, saying, don't announce because you're going to screw up Florida. Then they go into some, including Republican Rep. Byron Donalds, have questioned whether Trump represents the future of the Republican Party. They mention a couple of pro-Trump Republican candidates. And then they get into the attacks on Ron DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin. You know what? You discern from the way this is written how the Daily Caller feels. The former president has also launched verbal attacks on other potential Republican presidential candidates by taking credit for their electoral victories, calling Ron DeSantis an average governor, and saying Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's name sounds Chinese. The outward criticism of DeSantis comes after the governor secured a major victory in Florida, defeating his opponent by nearly 20%.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think they kind of went out of their way to make it sound like they were childish and idiotic shots.
Right, and that DeSantis is very powerful.
For what it's worth, the Daily Caller's coverage is like rock-solid traditional journalism. I'm going to look at them more often.
Okay, maybe I will put them on my list. Ivanka Trump, the world's hottest first daughter, announced she's not going to be involved in her dad's campaign. She said, I love my father, but I need to dedicate myself to being a mom. So she doesn't want to go through it again, apparently.
Yeah. Now, if Trump takes this to the wall, which would be very Trumpy, what's the breakup going
to
look like?
What do you mean takes it to the wall? What does that mean?
He
announced he's running.
Well, yeah, if he decides to, and it's a good question, I should explain what I meant. If he is losing and goes scorched earth and says, I'm going to punish the Republicans, I'm going to punish the voters for not backing me, I'm going to drag DeSantis down, or I'm going to run third party, I'll get 15% of the vote and I'll screw the Republicans one last time, blah, blah, blah. If he goes scorched earth, what's the breakup going to look like? Ben Domenech had some thoughts on that, but we're running pretty late. Maybe we'll get to that next segment.
Yeah, I would like to hear about that. I think that's a likelihood, isn't it? Don't you think it's
yes.
more likely than not?
Yeah, if I were betting with my head, not my heart, I would say, yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Well, we'll hear from some smart people on that next.
Armstrong and Getty.
From pumpkin spiced apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year, and HelloFresh makes it deliciously easy to savor all that the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to your door.
Right now, you can treat yourself to gourmet meals and pick up cooking skills along the way with the new limited-time Harvest Dinner Series, complete with easy-to-follow video tutorials.
And HelloFresh Market makes hosting your next tailgate or party easier than ever with fall.
Well, here we go again. Just when you think the stock market's recovering and everything's going back to normal, here comes another downturn. So what are you going to do? Put all your money in cryptocurrency? Yeah, right. The answer is, and has always been clear, it's gold. And the company that I trust is Bishop Gold Group. Bishop Gold Group can advise you on investing in gold and gold IRAs. A gold IRA has the same tax advantages of a traditional IRA while giving you protection by owning physical gold. Now is the time to act before it's too late, and you can also get up to $5,000 in free silver with a qualified purchase. So call Bishop Gold Group today and find out how owning gold can give you control of your future and provide long-lasting financial freedom. Dial now on your phone, £250, keyword Bishop Gold, that's £250, keyword Bishop Gold, or go to bishopgoldgroup.com.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With ACEyourRetirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo! Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If Trump runs on the Trump presidency, on his record, on his policy accomplishments, no new wars, you know, moms like me could actually feed their babies with formula, gas was under $2.50, if he would run on his record of what he accomplished as president, that's a winning campaign. If he airs grievances from 2020 and runs on that, that's a losing campaign.
I think that's fairly accurate.
Well, and yeah, she was close to Trump, and probably close to others close to Trump, and it's notable that he did not mention 2020 in his big speech last night.
It's interesting. So he or someone thought not the best angle. When did you decide that? I wish you'd have decided that about a year ago. Because, man, God dang it, you run on economy and borders, and that's all you talk about during this past year?
There would have been a red wave.
With the attention Trump can get, if he had been hammering the record number of people coming across the border, and there's amazing stories yesterday about it. Oh, my God, he could have gotten so much attention.
Yeah, yeah. So our belief around here, and who knows, we have how many days?
719.
Well, until the election.
Until the election.
Much will come clear before, though, in the primary part of it.
Yeah, that's a little unfair because the primaries, they got to choose somebody to run. So, right.
Right. And that's a mere 350 days away or so.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, whenever it is, and I don't care. Don't tell me if you know.
but if you do know, Trump, stay away from us.
If Trump does decide, I'm going to destroy DeSantis, or if DeSantis or somebody else wins the primary and Trump says, I'm going third party and I'm going to screw him, whatever. I mean, is that what's going to happen? Ben Domenech is talking about what the breakup could look like. Clip 69, Michael.
When I was listening to the vice president, what I actually heard was the things that I hear from Republicans all across the country, which is essentially, we were proud that we won with Donald Trump in 2016. We believed he needed to win for all these reasons. We believed he could beat Hillary Clinton. We believed he achieved a lot of great things as president. But we want to move on from him. We want to take on a different path. And I think that that's something that a lot of Republicans are consistently starting to come out and say in louder ways. And how the president, how the former president deals with that, I think is going to be a real test. Is this going to be one of those breakups that happens where people are able to talk to each other after? Or is it one where somebody ends up with their car set on fire? And I think that for a lot of Republicans who are in the business of politics, they're very worried that it's going to turn out to be the latter.
I've only had the latter, so I don't know.
Oh, so sorry. Okay, yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
If I'm Trump, if I'm trying to get inside of Trump's head and his psyche and the kind of guy he is, I think you run, if you don't get the nomination, which I still think he's got the best shot, if you don't get the nomination, you run third party. And you are the most successful third-party candidate, or one of, in the history of the country, and you know, feel pretty good about yourself. You don't win, but you get a decent enough chunk to swing the election.
And you usher in four more years of Democratic rule.
But you don't care.
Huh. I don't want to go inside Trump's head. Too scary. Okay, well, I certainly hope not, but... having now discussed this a fair amount, we will move on to other fare for the next 210 or so days.
Right. Right. And this will, again, we got plenty of time, but it'll be kind of interesting to see just how now what? Now, so there'll be news coverage today, speech last night, everything like that. But then how much attention from here on out over the next 60 days, 90 days, 100 days? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, the so many of the legacy media, the corporate media, including the cable news channels that virtually nobody watches, are so desperate for eyes and ears, and Trump has been a proven ratings getter, so they'll try to flog the hell out of it. But again, they're the elite, the talking heads. Where are the people on the question? That's the only thing that matters. Where are the people on the tangerine tornado at this point? And that will take a while to flesh out. So we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of other news, you know, old SBF, the cryptocurrency geek who's managed to lose billions of dollars and is under investigation, bankruptcies, the rest of it. He may end cryptocurrency, at least for the next generation.
Wow.
Well, we have a couple of things for you. Number one, class action lawsuit against him and some major freaking celebrities who endorsed him and said, you should have put your money in this. And a fawning video explaining what a beautiful, saintly creature he is. The sort of thing that was sucked up by the mainstream media all of last year, especially, and the previous year. So some good stuff.
And was he involved in a 10-person polyamorous relationship, as some reporting says?
Wait, what now?
10-person relationship. Seems like a lot.
We'll let Jack work that angle.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.